some of the latest inventions. A new material has been invented which can amplify an object by turning the view into super resolution. It shrinks the material, and if this material is added to an optical device, it will magnify the image much further than would have been possible. So far, its use will be for microscopes which use light. When I read this article, my thoughts immediately turned to telescopes. I was wondering if this material could be used in optical telescopes. If it could, it would have at least two uses. One would be obvious: it would be allowing for a much magnified image. But the other might mean the instrument you were using could be a lot smaller, but still produce the image of a lot larger telescope. My former background as an amateur astronomer came out. This discovery has excited the scientific community because even though electron microscopes are available, they cannot be used to view live cells. The reason for this is the objects you view must be in a vacuum chamber. A new hearing aid is far more than just a hearing aid. A new invention turns your hearing aid into an information device and a radio. This hearing aid is said to answer questions, play music, and even translate one language into another. It is like getting superpowers. This thing might be useful to those of us who don't have a hearing problem. It turns out the chief technology officer at the company making the hearing aid, Starkey, has no hearing problem but wears the hearing aid anyway, claiming it allows him to hear better, and after all, it does have its perks. There are plenty of rumors around claiming the United States now has the ability to spoof objects in the sky. The idea is to make our think our planes are coming at them from one area when actually they are coming from another area. It is also being said you can put a plane into the sky and surround it with hundreds of spoof planes which are not really there to confuse the targeting computers of the enemy. It may also be able to be used to spoof ships, but I haven't seen anything about that. There is a new holographic workstation which gives the VR, virtual reality, experience without glasses. It will be an incredible benefit to the medical field along with many other industries. You can even get an interactive touch-sensitive version. Design work is made so much easier since those VR headsets are not required. You can rotate the object being designed and do almost anything to the design and instantly see what it looks like in 3D. Do you have a problem staying focused on what you are doing? Many of us do. Worry no more about that. There is now a device named Foci which clips into your pocket and uses an app and vibrations which train your brain to tune out distractions, or so the makers of the British device claim. It supposedly puts you into a deep focus state. Biofeedback technology displays your mental state and gives you an artificial mind coach. It is used in tandem with your cell phone. We have all seen the different sun visors for our cars which are being pushed on television. Most claim to give you a clear view at night or cut out the glare in the day. Bosch has one called the Virtual Visor. It is made of a hexagonal LCD screen which not only blocks the sun, the best part of the visor is it uses lenses to track your face, but unlike other visors only blocks the part of the light which would blind you. Pocket Talk is a device which you can talk on which contains 74 different languages. It can also read signs and convert money. It uses a convenient touch screen. A contact lens is being developed by Mojo which contains virtual reality. A heads-up display allows the user to access real-time information and could be very useful for business meetings. A new game board has come out. What makes this one so different is the fact it is a holograph, and when the players wear the glasses that come with it, they will see the characters on the board acting like they are alive. It is virtual reality on a game board. The play is controlled by a wand. It was invented by Tilt 5. You can also play online with others. There is a new pillow which claims it can stop snoring. I am sure if it works, everyone in the home with a snorer will want him or her to get it. If you snore, it moves your head to the other side. It looks more like an oblong cushion than a pillow, however. smart sleepwear was at the C show. It can detect if you are having a heart attack and alert you. I believe this works in conjunction with a smartphone. There is a device which is for the geriatric set. The people who have those liver spots on their body. The device uses an ink which when run over the spot will insert the pigment just under the skin, making the spot appear to vanish. It costs about $600. Something tells me if this is advertised correctly, it will become very popular with the older generation. It is said to be able to make freckles disappear. There is a new type of smart motorcycle helmet which allows the rider to control parts of the motorcycle and also have control over a smart device. The helmet has lights around it, giving the rider a better view. The Manta 5 works the same as riding a bike on land, only you ride it on the water. It even has a built-in pedal assist for those who are not fit enough for bike riding. The one problem is they cost about $9,000. This certainly will limit their use. The 180 Lite is a simple device, but one that could be very useful. It wraps around your forehead with a continuous set of LEDs. It gives off far more light than a flashlight and you don't have to hold it. It seems like every day something new is coming out. While most of these devices are not for everyone, once in a while we can find something we can use and find something we didn't know we needed until we saw it.